possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
DTS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. April Foster is here live in studio, Executive Director of Keyway Center for Diversion and Reentry, a former guest on the Rachel Zimmerman Show, and so it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you.
So tell us everything. Tell us all about Keyway.
Sure. So Keyway is an organization that's been around for about 27, 28 years now. Started out as Center for Women in Transition. We rebranded a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we provide comprehensive wraparound services for women returning from incarceration. So really focusing on all the risk factors that put them at high risk of returning to incarceration, we make sure that we address those through holistic programming and services.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into this?
You know, I am one of those odd people who knew that this was a space I wanted to work in high school.
Wow.
And so I went to college for my bachelor's knowing exactly what I wanted to do. And I've just been able to kind of continue on that pathway throughout my career. I did not ever expect to work with women. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. They're a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. I actually did a TED Talk last year where I talked about my challenges working with women. But I really, I realized though that understanding their unique pathways into and out of criminal activity is really what makes that critical difference.
Okay, we have so much to talk about. I've always wanted to be invited to do a TED Talk, just putting it out there. I have to do a Dave Talk. So what was that experience like?
Oh gosh.
Intimidating?
Yes. I
heard there's a little mark you have to hit and you can't.
Yes. You have to have everything memorized. Everything is timed down to the second. I am a winger. I'm much better at just sort of talking. But to have something completely prepared is pretty intimidating. So I did it. I can say that. That's about it. But it was great. I mean, it was such a good opportunity to just talk about my own journey, how I landed where I'm at, and why it's so important to focus on this population.
Why are women more difficult to work with?
You know, I think the reason is because they make up about 10% of the incarcerated population. And so everything we do, what we learn in schools, what policy tells us is all focused on the majority. And that's not what women need. And so, you know, going into it, I tried to do all the things that I learned how to do with the majority, and it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you realize that you have to shift. You have to acknowledge that women have extensive amounts of trauma. And it makes them react in different ways. And because of that, you have to focus on mental health. You have to focus on substance use. You have to focus on parenting issues. Mm-hmm. those aren't always things you have to do to the degree that with men that you do with women.
Are they largely treated like men? Are they just treated poorly? Like, we don't know what to do with them, so we're just going to put them in here.
I think it's a little both. I think generally we could probably do things differently in prisons and jails all around. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that we want to talk about punishment, and I think that, you know, of course that's important, but I also think we want to talk about what's going to reduce risk of returning to criminal activity. And we need to focus on that. Where is the cost savings, right? Mm-hmm. How are we saving taxpayer dollars? Where can we get the most bang for our buck? And that's by focusing on the root causes and mm-hmm. making sure those are addressed, whether it's for men or women
yeah.
or gender neutral.
So how different is your real work life as opposed to your training education life? Like, do you look back at that? Like, when I graduated law school and became a lawyer, it didn't have much to do with law school. Like, mm-hmm. it was a whole different animal. Did you find the same thing?
You know, I found what I learned in school very effective with men and boys. Being very direct, being borderline mean, you know, especially as a female, the size that I am in particular, mm-hmm. that worked very well for them. But women, it did not work at all. In fact, every woman and young woman I worked with went to prison for the first several years of my career until I figured it out.
Hmm. Tell me about it. What did you figure out?
You know, I figured it required a different approach. It was really about addressing some of their specific issues, acknowledging that trauma is often related to it's often done by the hands of the people who should have loved and protected them. Right. And so there's some trust building that needs to go in there into that relationship before you can start working on anything. And so that was a lot of it. And you're certainly not going to get trust by coming in hard. And so sometimes it's really just listening and understanding what their unique experiences are and making sure that you're addressing and building trust in those processes.
Yes. Rach, Wheels, jump in if you guys want to jump in. So I'm going to guess that females are much different working with them once they're out of prison as well than working with men.
Yeah, I think in particular, they just have different needs. I would say often men will find a couch to land on, you know, whether it's an auntie or a mom or a girlfriend or a wife, because of that connection between trauma history and not having stable relationships, that's not something women often have. And so we see a lot of housing instability. Mm-hmm. In fact, when we look at why women go to prison, most are incarcerated for what we call survival crimes. So that looks very different. So when they come out, the first thing we focus on is let's get you in a safe place to stay where your basic needs are met. Once that's done, then we can start focusing on the skills building and resource building that you'll need to succeed from here.
Yeah. A bit ham-fisted, but do women have a lower recidivism rate overall?
They do. I believe the general average is between 35 and 45% nationally. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of bragging with our program. 1 year post program enrollment, our recidivism rate is about 5%.
Wow. Good on you. That's great. And I guess a lot of that, too, is just like when people get sober, they are showing that they're ready. It's time to move on. Let's do something mm-hmm. different.
I think that as a society, we often underestimate how much just a little bit of support will yeah. help, right? So being able to just say, here's a safe place to live. Let's start working from here. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't honestly take a whole lot. Just mm-hmm. some acknowledgement of like,
giant
you have some strengths. Let's stop focusing on your deficits. People have been doing that your entire life.
Yeah.
Let's look at what's gotten you this far and figure out how to use that to your advantage in a really positive way.
April, can you tell us about, you know, some of the women you've worked with and some of the success stories that you've been able to witness?
Oh, gosh, there's so many, but some just fast ones that we've been talking a lot about lately. We have one woman now who is she's buying a house, which is really cool, going from being homeless to buying her own home. We have another woman who has saved up $20,000 for her next steps, which is, I mean, it's more than I probably have in savings, let's
nice,
be honest.
Nice job.
We have we've really worked on building pathways to livable wage employment. So we've been doing a lot of work with the trades. We have a lot of women who now have careers in the trades who are making, you know, $20, $30, $40 an hour. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that keeps women from having to commit survival crimes, right? So, you know, seeing family reunification, seeing those relationships rebuilt or built, you know, just seeing them have some confidence in themselves mm-hmm. is sometimes that like the big thing is like, yeah, you've got this, you know? And so just being able to see that growth in small and large ways is just, you know, it's what keeps me in this space.
Yeah, that's very cool. Tell us about Keyway. Like what sort of services do you guys offer and how big is it?
Yeah, so we offer housing, both transitional and recovery housing. Recovery housing, they can stay as long as they want. Mm-hmm. Behavioral health services to address some of that trauma and mm-hmm. substance use disorder. We also offer vocational services, both in job readiness skills, job placement, job retention, and then a range of just life skills classes. So some of that's around financial literacy, nutrition, shopping on a budget, housing, you know, all the things that are really concrete kind of skills that our participants need to be successful once they walk out.
Which we don't teach anyone as much as we should anymore.
No, I can sit in those classes and learn things because yeah. what we also try to do is provide opportunities for our women to build relationships outside of us. And so we invite community members to come in and teach some of those classes. So for example, we have Neighbors Community Credit Union and St. Louis Community Credit Union. They both come in and do financial literacy coaching, both one-on-one and groups. We've had, you know, Planned Parenthood come in and do sexual wellness. We, you know, so we really just try to pull in people so they have the exposure, both our community, mm-hmm. to see that these aren't just abstract bad things that exist, but they're real people who have real goals and real strengths,
yeah.
and vice versa.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Cool. We're talking to April Foster. She's the executive director of Keyway Center for Diversion and Reentry. And coming up on Thursday, September 25th at Quintessential Dining and Nightlife on Main Street, you guys have your annual game night. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this is our third annual game night. This will be a little bit different from last year. Last year, our game night guests played a reentry simulation board game that was developed by staff and participants. Very cool. We still have it if anybody ever wants mm-hmm. to play. But this year we want to take it in a little bit different direction, make it a little bit more collaborative and engaging and a little bit more fun because it can get heavy to talk about reentry.
Sure.
And so this time it's modeled a little bit like a trivia night, but in a non-traditional way. So basically we acknowledge that people have different strengths in different ways, right? Just like our participants do. And we want to give everybody the opportunity to shine. So say, for example, you're good with your hands. We have a round for that. Good with words. We've got a round for that. So it really mixes things up and makes it a lot more engaging. And of course, there's always the competition. So, you know, like being able to play against other teams, you know, that's always fun. And Q on Main Street is a new space for us. We love them. They have been very generous in supporting this. And I, you know, with food and drinks and everything ready to go there. I don't know if anybody's ever eaten there. They have really good food. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about using that new space as well.
Very cool. How do people get tickets?
They can go to our website, keywaycenter.org, and purchase tickets there.
Okay. Good stuff. Excellent. Okay, let us know. Keep in touch.
All right, thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.